Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
This is your year. I'm telling you right now, if you do what we talk about today in this episode, this is going to be the year that you look back on, the moment, the month, the week, the day that you look back on and you say, that's when things changed. When I started doing what I'm going to share with you guys today, that is when things changed. It's when your confidence changed. It's when the opportunities changed. It's when all of the relationships that were coming into your world and you were attracting changed. And this is something that I have learned from some of the greatest leaders of all time. This is something that you've heard a couple people talk about it recently. Ed Milet being one of them. Big shout out to Ed. I was just with Ed Milet in Aspen, Colorado. He came and spoke at our Millionaire Mastermind for GoBundance. And it's funny. I had this episode written out a couple weeks back, and Ed touched on this during one of his points in his keynote, and it was spot on. And it reminded me of exactly why, one, I need to share this with you guys and nail this point home with you guys, as well as the reminder for me being that when I opted into this, when I became convicted to this, things started to change. And I know that if you do the same exact thing, you're going to get the same exact result. You're going to feel that momentum. You're going to see that confidence. You're going to see so many things begin to materialize just from doing this one thing. And we're going to talk about that in today's short episode. I'm fired up, you guys. I am so excited about all the things that are going on right now. I'm so grateful for all of the blessings and things that I have in my life right now. And again, this is all contextual. This is all subjective based on each individual person, big or small. I'm just grateful that I get to wake up today, that I get to have a microphone in my face, that I have a heater on, that I can walk 5 feet to my fridge and grab some cold water, that I have a warm bed to lay in, that I have hot showers to take. There's so many things to be grateful for. And I just want to point that out for many of you who reach out to me, who are sharing amazing wins, who are also confiding and asking for support and sharing your challenges, just know that you're not alone. And there are always things to be grateful for. And if you haven't reached out to me yet, you're new to the show, welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast. Friday Food for Thoughts are always things that just get your mind thinking, you know, give a little bit of perspective, a little context to some of the topics that maybe we give a lot of weight to that have great influence or impact on us, our lives, our happiness, our outcomes. And today's topic is going to be about your mission, your message, your cause, and how you are sharing that with other people, how you are giving others an opportunity to opt into what it is that you are pounding the pavement on each and every day. We're going to talk about that here coming right up. But if you have not texted me yet, if you haven't reached out, be sure to hit me up. Just say hello. Maybe you're new to the show and you just want to reach out and connect. This is a way for us to interact. I've been able to text back and forth with so many of you, people in India, people in Africa, all around the US, all around Canada, in the UK. It's been awesome. Obviously, the show is downloaded in, I think we're 60 plus, 70 plus countries all around the world. And this is a way for me and you to actually have some conversation. So text me at 844-447-1555. Say what up, whether you got a topic, you got a person that you want me to interview. This is one of the amazing things I love about this platform so much is that we actually get to interact and connect. So be sure to take advantage of that, 844-447-1555. And also, if you haven't entered our monthly contest giveaway, over $1,100 in prizes given away for free, opting in is, or at least entering the contest, is just you going to go.millionairemindcast.com and actually putting in a question that you have for me or that you want to have answered on one of our Wealth Building Wednesdays or from one of our guests that we have on the show. So you can do that by going over to go.millionairemindcast.com. $1,100 in prizes given away each and every month. You know, coming back from this GoBundance Mastermind and hearing Ed speak and, you know, taking inventory of other people who do and are what I'm going to share with you today, you know, they all have this characteristic, this principle, this discipline in common. And while they apply it in different arenas and industries and spaces and verticals of life and business, these people happen to be the people who bend and shape the world in ways that most people in history haven't been able to do. And the people in history who have been able to do it have been exactly this: evangelical about their cause. We're going to talk about how you can become evangelical coming right up after this quick message. Are you ready to quit talking about your real estate investing goals this year and start taking the necessary actions to make them a reality? If you're truly serious about leveraging the vehicle of real estate to build wealth, to generate passive income, to unlock financial freedom, then working with a coach is the missing link. If you want to avoid the mistakes that most people make, you want to accelerate getting the results, you want to shorten your learning curve without having to figure it all out on your own, then sign up for a free discovery call with me today to discuss how I can help you getting there. You can do that by texting the word mentor to 844-447-1555 to set up a call time directly with me. I will be working with a few committed investors, serious investors who are ready to take their real estate investing goals to the next level this year by giving them complete access to myself, my team, my network, my resources, and all of my business systems. And if this is something that you are interested in, don't wait. Set up a call today. Text the word mentor to 844-447-1555. So Ed was giving this talk in Aspen, and you know, he had this slide up on the, and if you don't know who Ed Mylett is, check him out. Great leader, great speaker, great influencer, great persuader, has this uncanny ability to read people, to connect with people, to pull out their gifts, to ask quality questions. Excuse me. And I just have a lot of respect and love for people who can do that, that gift. And he had this slide up on the PowerPoint, and it was Oprah, it was The Rock, it was Andy Frisella, it was Grant Cardone, Gary Vee, Mother Teresa, the list went on and on. And he asked, you know, what do these people have in common? And each and every one of them is an evangelist for their cause, for their mission, for their message. And he had, you know, detailed out, if you don't know what an evangelist is, it's a person who seeks to convert others, especially by public preaching, right? So having a platform, having kind of a soapbox, a belief so powerful that you can't help but want to share it and have other people opt into it, right? And it's this zealous advocate for a cause. And when I think about all the people that I follow, that I admire, that I want to go into battle with, that I want to jump into business with, that I want to be around, that I want to grow alongside, it's always people who are so clear and so loud of their message, their belief systems, that I am either attracted to it like a magnet or I am repulsed and want to run away in the other direction. But I can respect the person who stands for what they believe in. And my question for you is, I know you stand for something. I know you have a belief system. I know you have a mission. Or maybe you opt into somebody else's mission, right? And the question is, are you talking about it enough? Are you shouting from the rooftops about it enough? And I want to challenge you to become an evangelist this year for your cause. Whether it's your health, whether it's real estate investing, whether it's leadership, whether it's parenting, whether it's love and happiness, whether it's politics, whatever it is that you believe in, you need to give people an opportunity, a window to know where you stand, what you believe in, and how they can be a part of it. The greatest business and really world influencers are evangelists 24/7. for their belief system, their mission, their cause, their model, whatever it may be. And here's what I can tell you for me this last year, and really the last, I would say, 3 months. I've got a platform, right? I've got this podcast, and the more momentum and reach this podcast has, and thank you so much to all of you who have subscribed and listened and reviewed and shared. The fact that we broke into the top 25 business podcasts in all of iTunes out of hundreds of thousands of podcasts all around the world, top 100 entrepreneur podcasts all around the world. I mean, that's an honor, right? And so I see this responsibility. I see this opportunity to continue to share the things that I believe in. And I am becoming more of an evangelist for my cause, inspired by people like Oprah and The Rock and Ed Milet and Andy Frisella, and the list goes on, right? And all I know is that the more evangelical I become about my cause, one, I attract those people, those opportunity, those resources, those ecosystems into my world. The synergies start to collide and fire. The ability to identify people and opportunities and relationships that are congruent with my cause, because I am speaking it out into the world for everyone to know. And that can be a scary thing. You're going to get opposition. You're going to get haters. You're going to get people that want to attack you, right? But evangelical leaders are people who believe in what they believe in, no matter who is standing on the other side. And they also are doing it because they know the people that they are meant to serve and who need their message may not have an outlet or a place or a community or a leader to follow or to plug into. And that is something that takes a lot of courage. And as I've become more evangelical about what I believe in, which is the Whole Life Millionaire, which is what this podcast stands for and is all about, right? Yes, building wealth, making money, I believe is going to give each and every person who has that more of a platform, more of an opportunity to make an impact, a difference in the communities, in the causes, in the lives that they want to make an impact in. Doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong, but it is something that money at the end of the day makes the world go round, but that's not the most important thing. I am evangelical about having this intentionality and this approach to living just as passionately and just as purposely and just as disciplined as you do in your business and making money, as you do in your health, as you do in being a husband or a wife, as you do as being a mother or a father, as you do in being a leader to your employees or your coworkers or the people that you get to live with. I am becoming more and more convicted for what I believe in, and I want to encourage you and inspire you to do the same exact thing, because somebody needs you. They need your evangelical voice, your mission, your cause, and they're just waiting for it. And I know we all have that within us. I've had that within me for a really long time. And there were many years, majority of my life, that I was scared to speak it out for many different reasons, right? Fear of judgment, fear of the imposter syndrome, whatever it may be. We all have those limiting beliefs that maybe prevent us from being a little bit more evangelical. All I know is I saw some evangelical 49ers and Chiefs fans this last weekend, right? Believing in their team and their cause. And man, they were pretty radical. I know a lot of political evangelists that are out there speaking for a purpose or a cause or to bring awareness to something. What is it that you are evangelical about? And are you convicted enough to get people to actually buy into your belief system, your cause, your mission? And I'm going to tell you a couple skills that you can learn to ensure or to equip yourself to be a better evangelical leader, right? But for me, as I started to, you know, become more evangelical about what I want people to think of or say about me because of the words that I speak and the actions that I take and making sure those are congruent, I can tell you that I'm evangelical about being a whole life millionaire. I'm evangelical about my family always coming first. You can ask any of my friends. You will not get a hold of me on the weekends or the weeknights because my priorities are to my family during that time. I want to make sure that my actions reflect my belief system and what I talk about. My health I'm evangelical about my health and getting into the gym and taking care of my body physically and spiritually and emotionally. Because without our health, none of this shit matters, right? I don't care how much money you have. I'm evangelical about my wife and to be that individual who models for my family, for my friends, for you guys, for others, what a healthy, what a happy, what a prioritized, what a legendary relationship, at least in my eyes, looks like with my spouse, and how you having that in your world can set your life on fire, can set your business on fire. I'm evangelical about integrity. If you don't have integrity and ethics, stay the hell away from me. I will sniff you out. I am really good at judging people's character really quickly, and you will hear me talk about it all the time. Always do right by people. It's the swan effect, sleeping well at night, karma. Play the long-term game. Do right by your brother or your sister or the next person that is around you. We're all human beings at the end of the day. Integrity matters. Matters in business. It matters in life, right? I am evangelical about real estate, and I am extremely passionate about empowering people to unlock financial freedom by investing in profitable real estate investment opportunities that benefit the communities and the investors alike. I want to empower people to build wealth through real estate by caring about people. Of course, by caring about profits, by caring about the communities that those opportunities are in. And I can go on and on and on, right? But I am becoming more evangelical, more confident, more convicted about my mission and my message, and I can't help but want to share it with other people. And guess what? The more I share it, the more haters I get. The more people that have no idea who I am, or maybe oppositionally don't opt into or believe in what I believe in, line up across the field. And guess what? I'm okay with that now, because I know that the more I do that and the more people who line up on the other side, as I turn behind me, I've got lines of thousands and thousands and thousands that have my back, that fall in line with that. And that's great. And I want that for each and every one of you, because when you find your tribe, when you find the people who opt into your mission, your message, and believe in what you believe in, are willing to go to war for what you believe in, who want to walk the cause and opt in and support, man, life gets pretty damn fun. And I can tell you the opportunities that are flying around me right now in business, in real estate, because I'm speaking my mission and my message of what I want to accomplish and what I will accomplish. I believe it. I believe it more now than ever. My ability to make sure that I'm upholding integrity, my ability to put my wife and my kids first, my family first, my health first, right? The more and more people who come into my life that I feel like family with, that I feel connected to. And that's what this is all about. That is what this is all about, is to find your people. One of the greatest skills that you can learn is how to influence and how to persuade. You don't need to do it manipulatively. You can do it with integrity, right? But if you're evangelical about your cause, right? And Ed said this on stage, which I loved it. He said, people don't always need to believe in your cause, but they need to believe that you believe in your cause and in what you're selling. And I can tell you this much. Those are the people who move mountains. You think Martin Luther King was evangelical about his cause, and how many people in the beginning didn't agree with it or stood on the other side, and how as time went on, as his conviction and his commitment and his discipline and his consistency with his evangelical message, guess what? Yeah, some people started lining up behind him, right? So again, the more convicted you become, the more aligned you become, and the more confident you become to speak your message, know there's going to be bad that comes with it, but more importantly, know that you're going to find your home, you're going to find your people, you're going to find your path by putting yourself out there. Repetition, say it over and over and over again. Transfer that belief and that energy and those opportunities to others, but you got to believe it. I want to know what you guys are evangelical about. So be sure to hit me back on IG at Official Matty A or text me at 844-447-1555. You have to speak it into existence. You have to give the people who are seeking your message, who need your message, who want to be a part of your mission and your message, the opportunity to find it and be a part of it. If you adopt this, if you push into this, and I know as you're probably hearing me right now, there are many of you who are probably scared, and that's okay. That's the whole reason of why you need to push into it even further. And then there are some of you who are going, man, I know I need to be doing this. now is the time. Make today the decision that you're going to start speaking what you want, what you believe in, out into the world and to more people, and see how the opportunities, the relationships, and the path and the trajectory you're on completely change. Well, that wraps up this week's Friday Food for Thought. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode and got some massive value from it. And if you did, be sure to share it with somebody else who needs to hear this today. Continue sharing that love, that value with others. And if you have any questions that you want me to answer, or topics or guests that you want me to bring on or discuss on future shows, you can head over to go.millionairemindcast.com and submit those. And by doing that, you also get entered into a monthly giveaway of over $1,100 in prizes. We pick one listener of the show each and every month to win that $1,100 in prizes. So you can enter that by going over to go.millionairemindcast.com. And if we haven't personally connected yet, be sure to text me at 844-447-1555. I love connecting with all the listeners of the show. It's been amazing getting to have conversations with each and every one of you and hear what your goals are and what big things you guys are up to. So if we haven't had a chance to connect yet, I want to connect with you. So text me at 844-447-1555. And last, be sure to head over to therichlifeacademy.com to check out all the amazing free and paid products that we offer to our Millionaire Mindcast family. If you haven't checked those out yet, from one-on-one coaching with me to courses to free content to events, we have all types of valuable tools and resources to help you on your wealth building journey wherever you may be at that point right now. So be sure to check out all of those and text me if you have any questions at 844-447-1555. If you're truly serious about taking your life, your business, your wealth, your health to the next level, then getting involved in our community and getting in proximity to others just like you, who are taking massive action, who are supporting each other, who are challenging each other, who are sharing resources with each other. If you want to accelerate getting to where you know you're gonna end up, then don't wait. Come and check out all that we have to offer today, and you can learn more over at therichlifeacademy.com. Until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.